community to the community. 89.9 KMOJ, the People's Station.
The views expressed on this upcoming show are not necessarily those of KMOJ's Board of Directors, Advisory Committee, staff, volunteers, or management.
Are you ready to have some real convo? Get down to it and talk about real topics? I mean, opinions are really like.
Shut your mouth.
Tune into our live podcast talk show, The Four Opinions, every Saturday at 8 a.m. on 89.9 KMOJ with your host, on-air personality creator and CEO, Tiffany Love, featuring the legendary Walter Kubier Banks, empowerment life coach L.R. Wilson, and Southside's finest, Mr. Thomas Berry.
Go, shorty. It's your birthday. Whose birthday is it? It's the Aries season, I think.
As a matter of fact, it's funny. My very first friend of all time, my homeboy Tudor, his birthday was just 2 days ago. That was my first friend ever.
That's been my brother.
That's been my family. His father and my father were best friends. That was my very first friend in the world. Shout out to Tudor. I know you don't be online as much back home in South Bend, but Antoine Perry, you my guy. It's funny. He's Antoine Perry and I'm Thomas Berry. Right, and our pops were best friends.
Get y'all a little rap. My name is Antoine.
That was my guy, man. Matter of fact, first time I really hopped off the porch, I hopped off the porch because of two. Like, I started running with them on the west side, and I seen my demo guys out there. Y'all know, like, you know, in Chicago, they got GDs, but in South Bend, they call demos. You know, that stands for demonstration. You said that. Said that demonstration.
Good morning, everybody. I think you don't have too much sugar, so we know how this day going to go. Welcome to the Four Opinions. Make sure you take down this number. 612-377-3456. Walter Kubier Banks, good morning, sir.
Good morning, good morning. How you be?
I'm very well. How did your night go last night?
It was actually good. Johnny May's Lounge is like nice.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, Steppers music and then old school R&B hip hop. Had my man Lazy T came in and blessed the tables and you know, knocked out some of that flavor, and I jumped in between man, it was nice.
Yeah, I think yesterday was really a good day to be outside doing rich activities.
Yeah.
It was very, very nice. We had a good time too. What's up, Thomas Berry?
What's going on, Tiffany? How you doing?
I'm good this morning. I'm excited for today and your combo. But we gonna get to that. We gotta start off first. As you know, we always start off our morning with the rant of the day. Q-Bear, you can start out.
I'm still good.
Sunshine, good. Palm trees. I got you, brother.
That's so good. You know what? I came up with a slogan yesterday.
What's that?
And because going through the week and just noticing stuff, I was like, we got too many fours that think in their tens. And too many tens that think in their twos.
Hey, but you know what?
Let me say it one more time because I want people to hear.
No, okay, go ahead.
There are too many fours thinking that they're tens, and too many tens that thinking they're twos.
Now, can I say something about that?
Yeah, go ahead.
If you take two fives, you still get a ten.
Yeah, I think that went over your head. That's
think about it.
I mean, your Qology's, but yeah.
We got to stop
the madness. Did you get it, Thomas?
No, I picked up what you was putting out. I like that. Go ahead. What made you say that?
No. I don't know. It's just when you go and experience people, things, places, you know, it's always like, okay, I'm starting to see, you know, if it's just a lot of delusion going on in this world. But, you know, I pray for our universe and I run home to my safe space now more frequently. But, yeah, so. That's my rant for the day. People out here giving me social anxiety all of a sudden.
So for me, today, I had two rants.
Okay.
But I said, one was about J. Cole and him bowing out of this rap battle with Kendrick Lamar. And I can't say
light-skinned behavior because you light-skinned.
No, I'm not light-skinned. His name is Light-Skinned Jermaine, and I really didn't want to go there. And the reason why, J. Cole is boring, one. And two, I felt like this other rant is better. So this week, O.J. Simpson died at the age of 76.
Yeah.
I want to say this, long live the juice. And the reason why I want to say that is because I remember OJ from him calling football games when I was a kid, getting into football. I remember my dad telling me how great he was as a running back. I remember the Naked Gun. I remember him in Airplane. Right. I remember him running through the airport in that Hertz commercial. I remember O.J. Simpson, the running back. Matter of fact, let's call him who he is. Orenthal Simpson.
Right.
Got to call him O.J. Orenthal. You got to call him O.J. because white folks couldn't pronounce Orenthal. Similar to Rashad, Ahmad Rashad, whose real name is Farouk Rashad. But when he was in Minnesota, white people didn't like the name Farouk. It was too urban. Which brings me to my rant. OJ passes away. Miss Doubtfire, better known as Caitlyn Jenner, stated that good riddance. A lot of people don't know that Caitlyn Jenner, formerly known as Bruce Jenner, got the sex change because Bruce Jenner, at the time, killed an elderly lady in a car accident, crashed behind. He paid $800,000 to make it go away, but he did kill someone. When he said good riddance to OJ, the one thing that we have to always surmise in the situation with OJ, we think, and I shouldn't say we, some of you think OJ killed Nicole Brown Simpson and Ron Goldman, but we know Bruce Jenner killed the elderly lady. Robert Blake, the star of Beretta. Nobody talks about Robert Blake. But Robert Blake just died last year. But he killed his wife, Bonnie Lee Blakely, in 2001. And guess what? He got acquitted in 2005. No one ever talks about Robert Blake, the star of Beretta. And when he died, no one said good riddance. And the reason why is in this society, in this country, if you are a black male, a black man, of any sort, and you are accused of any crime, even when you go amongst the jury of your peers and you get acquitted, you are still guilty. OJ never went to jail for murdering Nicole Brown Simpson or Ron Goldman. He lost a civil suit. You don't really have to prove much in the civil suit. And when he did go to jail, he went to jail for stealing. Or not stealing. He went to go retrieve things that were stolen from him.
Right.
Now, if that ain't an American story for a black man, you can go to jail for going to get the things that somebody stole from you. With that being said, we should never wish ill of the dead, no matter how we think of them. I don't wish ill for Robert Blake. I don't wish ill for anyone. When you die, that's why we say rest in peace. Right there and then, with all of your deeds in this current lifetime, is back at a zero. We wish you well on your transition. Whether you end up in Hades or heaven, we still need to respect the dead. And the thing that I'm noticing on social media, and I noticed this last year with the brother from the internet, the little skinny guy that was giving all the advice. You know what I'm talking about, right? What's the brother name that y'all, the sisters hated so bad? Kevin Samuels.
I didn't say I hated him, but yeah.
But you know how the sisters was like clowning them. And,
yeah, they
and
did at
them
one
and
point,
the whole
yeah.
nine. That ain't what we do. That ain't culture. That's not good for culture. We always respect the dead. So with that, I just want to tell you all, respect people in the dying process. Let's make sure that we have respect for people who die. You know what I'm saying? Because when you dig two, when you dig one grave, you're digging one for yourself too. And so just keep that in mind when you talk ill of the dead.
Yeah, I think society has really just lost respect for everything. I'm starting to be like a negative Nancy. I'm like, now the more that I'm experiencing life, I'm like, oh yeah. But it is facts. 612-377-3456. Before we start our topic, Thomas,
what's the topic today, Tiffany?
Thomas got a hot topic, but we want to make sure
Thomas
that,
got a hot topic.
Yeah, this is your topic. Make sure that everybody know that April is Stress Awareness Month.
It's gonna stress somebody
take
out.
Take care of your take care of your stress. And we'll probably dig more into that this month. But go ahead, Thomas. Yo,
so we've been flirting with this topic for a couple of weeks.
Now we dating it.
And the topic of today is called trap babies. Trap babies. You know.
Now you know you got to explain that, right?
Right.
I'm about to break it down.
Okay.
You know, typically, and what I thought about this initially is not what other folks really think it was.
Right.
I was thinking about men poking holes in condoms because you get that fine chicken. You're like, yo, I got to knock her up. Because brothers do that, ladies. I want you guys to know the tens that think they twos that end up with all those kids typically is because that guy is purposely knocking you up so you don't go anywhere because he wants to trap you with those babies. Then it's for the brothers. You're out there working hard. You got dreams and aspirations. You may be in the NBA. You may be a rapper. You just may be a businessman, or you just may be an up-and-coming whatever it is, and it's that woman who feel like you going to make her whole. You going to take her where she wants to go, and she got to hitch on. And before you know it, she may be poking holes in condoms, too.
Oh, wow. And look, at Q-Man, we flirted with this because I'm like, Thomas, okay, at this age, we had to talk about it. Like, we ain't going to say this big age because you at the big age, you ain't really having children. However, we was like, okay.
It's happening now.
Right, and I'm like, Thomas, you know, the first thing, I need my girl L out here. She not here because we had to have some estrogen up in here. But it was, for me, like, when we flirted with it, how can... Or who does, you know, trap? Because I'm like, that's just weird to me. Like,
man, because a lot of it is...
What made you think of this topic? That's what I want to know.
What made me think of the topic was, it was a couple of big stories with some NBA players, right, like some youngsters. One youngster who is 23, he's having a baby by a 41-year-old woman. Mm-hmm. Another youngster... Oh, matter of fact, Anthony Edwards here. You know, the story about him and the young lady who he had to pay the $100,000 to because he didn't want to have the baby, even though because he has his own girlfriend, allegedly. And this is all alleged. But when I was thinking about that, I was like, yo, why would someone want to have a child by a man that, A, doesn't want to have the child, and B, he's already with another lady? Like, you already know what you're doing. And I know everybody's going to say it takes two to tangle, but you already know.
Right.
If he's already with another woman, he probably ain't going to want that kid with you.
Right.
But the idea is that you're going to hitch yourself and this child. You're putting this child as a pawn, if you will, to hitch your wagon to this man. And, you know, so I thought about it, and I was like, yo, that's definitely a trap.
612-377.
And listen, if you watch it on my stream today, we want y'all to chime in.
612-377-3456. Again, when we flirted with this idea, I just don't think, like you said, people will call in and say you got two people that's agreeing at this moment. Yep. And, you know, and then we also went to dig deeper to talk about what happens after the entrapment happens.
Oh, that's right, because you know what happens.
The first thing is you got to look at it from her perspective.
Oh.
Is that she believes that she's supposed to be with that guy because she believes that he's the one for her. Mm-hmm. And so that's where a lot of that craziness elevates from.
But that's between her and her God.
I'm just giving you the reason. Just putting one on the table.
But what I would say is, even if you believe, and this is where I go my counterpoint to men about men who do this to women. You cannot own anybody.
Right.
Your belief, if somebody don't want to be with you, don't play that game with a child.
Mm-hmm.
Once you play that game with a child and then you start talking as if that child is responsible, that man or that woman is obligated, because this is why when men say, oh, she had an abortion and I didn't want it, she didn't want to be bothered with you, bro. Pretty much what it boiled down to.
Right.
It's not always the idea, because some people want to have healthy parenting relationships, not to be a co-parent with someone that you despise. Like, you really have to understand that some folks really don't want to co-parent, not because they don't want a parent, they just don't want to co-parent with the parent. And so we get these things called trap babies. And Hollywood, as well as I want to say social media, like, you see these stories all the time where these men and women. I mean, look at Kevin Federline, the white boy. Remember, he had got child support from Britney Spears, as well as Shay Jackson, the sister that he had the baby by.
All right, yeah.
And that man was literally going in, knocking them women up just so he could get the child support, because his thing was he knew that they were
a dancer or something.
He was just a dancer, mm-hmm. a backup dancer. Yeah. And he knew that those women were busy with their jobs, that they couldn't actually raise the kids. And so he finagled it to where, like, yo, I'm about to get this child support. and I'm gonna live good.
And we always do the comparison of the Hollywood, but when we bring it down to, you know, just to reality, and we were talking about that, and I did not know that so many people would actually like look and see if a person is a good mother or a good father, having circumstances, and we've heard the stories having circumstances of their lifestyles, and probably if they had previous. Relationship, previous kids, that they look at this person and like, oh, he could be different for my child or different for my family, or her, because some men be like, man, I would just love to have this consistency or this you know, regular paying job that could take care of the family. And it was just wild to hear that people do, because they got this dream like, oh, if I get with this person, my life is going to be different. And not even thinking, and you already had the adult conversation, like, and which will, you had the adult conversation to be like, this is not what I want. This is not what I want to do, which leads to what happens when they do still. You know what I mean?
Typically, people begrudgingly pay child support.
Right. Yeah, I know.
Or begrudgingly raise children. Sometimes in society, when we see, and we blame mothers for not being there emotionally for their children, we don't look at the circumstances on how the mother got the child. Yeah. And we, as a society, we judge these women and say, oh, this is what she's supposed to be. This is what she's supposed to do. But we don't never necessarily look at the idea of, is this something that she really wanted? And before we say, hey, a woman can have an abortion or what have you, keep in mind religious aspects. Some people don't want to have abortions. Some people can't afford abortions. Right. It's all kinds of things that go into it.
So is it fair to say that when they do or not make the decision, just say if you were in a relationship and you say, I do not want the child, is that, I want to hear the audience call in too, 612-377-3456. Do one of the other, the mother or the father, in either situation have the right to say it's a yay or nay? So if I said I don't want the child and you still have the child, and he says he don't want the child but you still have the child, vice versa, is it okay if it started to be some kind of negligence in that, within that?
It's gonna be a check for me. All right, so
it's gonna be a what?
It's gonna be a check for me. Hey, yo, so no, and I'm dead serious.
I need to know, like, because if a guy say that he don't want the child and you have the child,
it's gonna be a check.
Is he now that he is responsible? We have a caller.
It's gonna be a check for me. All right, first caller. Let's what's going on.
Is it okay if it starts to be some kind of
negligence? You gotta turn your radio down.
Okay, I beg to differ.
I beg to differ. Talk about it.
I mean, hold up, wait a minute.
Oh, shoot.
That same situation happened to me. I was 38.
Ooh.
He was 28.
Oh, he poked those holes in the condoms.
Hold on. He was double up, slap up, boots pulled up and all.
Ooh.
Listen, I say that my child is not that type of child. She's an angel because God gave her to me. That's why her name is Gabrielle. And I'm going to tell you, I wasn't looking for it to happen. It happened because he got in my business. And I just came home from doing a long stretch of time. So he should have knew he was going to be in trouble.
Oh, you was fresh out of jail? So,
yeah, she said it without saying it. Yeah, you cannot help it.
I got to ask.
I'm minding my own business.
She said she's minding her own business.
Hold on. Let me tell y'all how I met him. I was minding my own business. He came around knocking on my door. Come out. Excuse me. Do you know where that smell coming from around here? Because that food smell good. It reminds me of my grandma. And I said, yeah, that's me. I'm cooking. And that's how we became friends. We were friends for 2.5 years. And on Valentine's Day, now mind you, I am not drinking, not using no type of drug, nothing. I'm in school. I went back to college in Peoria, Illinois. Mm-hmm. Do you know, I cooked dinner, invited him over for dinner, nothing else. He came with a bottle, and I had never seen the bottle before. He gave me some Jose Cuervo, and I went home crazy.
All right, thank you, Carla. She a good storyteller. I think this show
always tell the story. No, you can't tell the truth. That it is.
But here's the thing, though. So when you end up, this we need to know, when she ended up pregnant, did he want the child or did he not want the child? We lost her. Okay, yeah. But that's the thing about it. She said she was 38 and 28. And she said he came and smelled that good cooking.
somebody on the chat said she making up excuses. Tell her me so horny, Uncle Luke.
The thing about it. So even she didn't get to say that part, but she said to say that her child is an angel. I would have been interested to know if he still wanted to have it or not. It'd be him, that he was only 28.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and look, at the end of the day, I mean, situations like that happen. I want to know what happens after the fact to have that discussion and conversation, you know, like. But I think it all depends. I think it's all about your situation. If the two people decided they want to have the children, then I think you should go for it.
Right.
And if that happens, it happens. And, hey, listen, sometimes the child is just a blessing for one, or it could be a blessing for both. But I do know this, and I'm just saying this as a man having conversations with other men that see fine women and what brothers are saying. Mm. Brothers don't mind knocking up a fine woman. Them tens you were talking about earlier. it's brothers out that think they're twos. It's a reason why they think they twos, because brothers be like knocking them up, like they're making them into 2.5s.
2.5. But I know. And then I just want to know at the end of the day, like when, and because we've heard several stories. We had a couple of inboxes to say that when they did have it, you know, who was responsible?
Let's talk
and
about
do
that.
They have to, do Let's you talk- have to proceed or.
Okay.
We put that label on them to be like, oh, he a deadbeat dad. Like, but they never tell that part of the story. Like, he did not want the child or whatever.
So Lee said that gin will make you sin, first and foremost. And I don't know. I think that is a complicated cultural conversation that we need to have.
Right.
Because if you have, I think that everybody involved, and this goes back to, and mind you, I'm playing the defense attorney for women who have been trapped today.
Okay.
Right? But I will play the defense attorney for men that have been trapped too.
Okay.
But I would say that typically in the law, regardless of the fact, the man is responsible financially.
Right.
But when you ask of someone to take care of something that, A, they don't want, I don't think that you're going to get the emotional bond that you would get with a child that if it was something that a man or a woman wanted. And I feel like so many women, when we like look back at and you say, well, why is mom always this way? She feels like maybe in those situations, because of her pride, she didn't get the abortion, but also she didn't want the baby.
So is that fair, though?
I don't think it's fair. I think that when you have a situation where whoever, in my opinion, whoever wants the baby need to be stepping up doing what they got to do.
Right.
I mean, that's just a look at. Levon said, but some keep the kids for themselves regardless of how the father feels or what he directly tells you. If they feel like they are on their last due, they keeping that badly no matter what.
And here's the thing. And people never talk about the, we got a phone call. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Carla.
Part two of the storyteller. You want to know if he took care of her. He did until she became a teenager and her shoe size changed. And I'm telling the truth.
Oh, okay.
Okay, all right.
Thank you for keeping
it. Oh, well, shout out. Well, that's not a trap baby, though. So what you got going on, that's not a trap baby. He wanted that child, so that's not a trap.
No, he didn't want her. He told me he wanted me to have an abortion.
Oh.
And he took me to have one. Oh. And I was really, like, undecided, you know, because I was like, you know, man, now I found out he was in a relationship and, you know, was engaged and everything. Ooh. Mind you, listen, I felt some type of way about that because I don't mess with married men, engagement, any of that. I don't do that. I wasn't raised that way.
Okay.
But let me tell you, at the end of the day, she found out about me through 5-year-old. He had a 5-year-old daughter. Mm. And she went and told her mama. And yes, the mama met me and it was no drama. Guess what? She ended up later on leaving him and moving me and my baby in because he had took and had me move in with him. Now, mind you, on the low, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she had me move in with her and she left him. And I helped her while she went to nursing school. And she's a head RN at Cook County Hospital in Chicago, Illinois. And we like the best of friends. And also, we look just alike. When we go places, people be like, is that your mom? I mean, you know, and it's just sad. You know, she don't get the emotional support anymore. But she did. So I had to step my game up. I was like, you know what? I'm not getting ready to let him off the hook. Not at all. Right. Not at all.
Well, thank you. Thank you, caller.
Hey, my man Chris said, if she cooking today, let me know.
And you know what? And that's another thing that I was talking before the caller had came in, is like to be forced to make a decision as far as like abortions. I know we got this big thing going on in the world about your right to choose or whatever, but you know, I think it's kind of selfish, in my opinion, like if someone is going through that situation and you know, at the heat of the moment, the night or whatever that you have in that, and then someone get pregnant, for a man to decide like, I need you to have an abortion, not because it's just the abortion piece of it, which is in my opinion, whatever, you decide what you want to do with your body.
Right.
But there's a lot of emotional turmoil that comes after that. And it's because, you know, you got somebody that was like there, and now you're saying you don't want kids. You never know what could happen. You know, condoms is not 100% effective, you know?
Yeah, no doubt. Well, I think that it's, and this is, you know, this is my controversial take on it all.
Yeah.
For one, we live in a state where if you have children out of wedlock, as a man, you have no custody. Mm. And if you don't have custody, whether you sign the right to parentage form, the birth certificate, you have no custody. And so when you ain't got no custody and you ain't got no say so, it's almost like you know, you're responsible for a car that you don't get to drive.
Because
if you don't have say so, then you got to go petition the courts and you got to do all those things. And I know we always come with this line of, you need to get married first. Cut it out.
Right.
The same pastors telling y'all that.
Ooh.
They ain't married to the choir singer that they got this other baby by on the sly. The same imams is telling you this. They sleeping with the young Muslim chicks too. The rabbis got side babies too.
Yeah, they always trying to throw that. So ain't nobody. Get married.
If you a 5% of whoever was leading y'all, they got side babies too. Matter of fact, y'all fools try to be slick and act like y'all got polygamy going. So ain't nobody waiting. And those people who say they waiting, they lying. Because I don't know too many people on my line telling people to wait that's virgins.
Right.
So how everybody, or married. So how you having sex but telling everybody else to wait to marriage, it behooves me. But with that being said, I do feel like it should just be a joint conversation. And I think that you have to go to the table knowing exactly what's what. And if a woman or a man tells you something, there's some women who will literally tell you.
And I, here's the thing. What if that person, I want to know what your opinion would be, if that person, I just say if it was a healthy relationship, you both had the conversation that you don't want the child.
Yeah.
You take all the measures and the precautions that you need to do, and it happens.
Yeah.
And when you had a discussion, why is it always like a one side? Even if you did all that, you had an understanding. No, nobody want kids. You probably fresh into college, whatever. And then you make that decision, but the person, something, you know, they get pregnant during that time. You know, where'd that go? We got another caller.
Oh, we got some good questions.
I'm asking you a question about that.
Go ahead, caller.
Because it happens.
Yes, I agree with you guys. It's a conversation that needs to be had prior, but a lot of people, we don't have that conversation. We're in that moment, in the heat of the moment, just want to have that, get that urge off, get that feeling. And you know, at the end of the day, whose responsibility is it? Like you guys said, they're gonna have to come together and have that conversation together. Both of them, you both decided to do this, so now what are we gonna do? And what is it gonna look like?
Right. You know. So let me ask you this question. Because you got a nice voice. Mm-hmm. Right? You got a nice voice. You might make
another
some
trap, man.
Pretty bass.
I got seven of them already. I'm okay.
Oh, yeah. She got 10. That's the 2.
Oh, okay. Man. Listen,
I want to have more, but he don't want to have no more, y'all.
Shake your hand. You getting pregnant. Yeah. All right. So, so let's say in that situation, y'all had that conversation, and he say, listen, we got 7. I can't afford an 8.
That's where we at now.
And so what do you do at that point? Because you done had your 1. I'm pretty sure with 7, you done got like your boy and your girl.
Yeah, yeah.
So what do you do at that point?
So now, and that's where I'm at right now. I'm on the fence. Like, do I still want to proceed? Because I want to have more children. Do I stop? Do I put a burn on what I want? You know, because he's done. You know, we've been together 17 years. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Love it. Love it.
Yeah.
But this is something that I want to do with my life. This is something that you want to do with your life. I don't want to be upset with you. I don't want you to be upset with me. What we have is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
You want to stop this here, but I want to go here.
Mm-hmm.
Who's right or who's wrong?
And that's what I was saying, Thomas. Thank you for calling in, caller. And that's what I was saying. Like, you had a conversation, and it's her body, her choice. And then it's like he's saying no, she's saying yes. And then if she do it, like if she get pregnant, and then all of a sudden he want to be negligent to the child, who is responsible? Because he told her.
Well, but, I would say this much, because at 17 years, seven kids,
right?
Y'all joined at the hip forever,
right?
And I would also say that. Y'all need to chill out in the chat. She's solid. They've been together for 17 years. They got seven kids. That's that man. You know, that's his lady. And I would say for her, I don't think there's nobody wrong. And I think that sometimes we go into things with wrong and right for everybody. And it's just you have an impasse. So they have something that they both disagree upon.
Mm-hmm.
And if she says she wants this child, they may be able to weather that storm, being that 17 years that they've been with each other, because I'm pretty sure it's been a lot of things that she has not wanted to happen or he has not wanted to happen, and they've made it happen. So I'm pretty sure he's going to stick it out. But the only thing that I would say is this eighth child, what would his emotional attachment or detachment be to that child? And so that is a conversation that she has to think about, because right, emotionally she's there, but he may be checked out emotionally, because there is a process for men when it comes to providing. And if a man feels like he can't provide for a child, he becomes mentally and emotionally sick.
Yeah.
And then he's going to step away and run away.
We heard a lot of stories about that, like people having kids, and I've heard that throughout my life. Oh, I didn't want the kid. She had the kid, but that doesn't. I don't know. I just think that's unfair.
If you go in and you telling her that you don't want a baby,
right?
And then she says, "But I do." And then all of a sudden she's pregnant,
right?
It took both of y'all to make it to start this baby thing, right? But then at the same time now, the obligation of both parties, they both got to do in order to maintain for the baby, because it really is about the child. But if one says, "I don't want," and you go ahead and say, "Well, I do," and you do anyway, then it's almost like creating a problem within itself.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, that's where the trap lies, though.
Yeah, that's why he got the part about
that's where the trap lies, mm-hmm, because somebody's telling you vocally, "I don't want this." And then societally, what we're doing is putting our pressures on and saying, "Yo, but it's about the baby." No, it ain't about the baby. The baby didn't make the decision to come.
Right, and, right. It's about the two parents. They got an obligation, and the obligation is to raise their child. That's a thought for somebody. But but what I'm saying is,
Plan B
is if he says, "I don't want the child."
Yeah.
And I don't want you to be pregnant. And then she says, "But I want to be pregnant and do everything in order to get pregnant." Then all of a sudden you get pregnant. Then what's his obligation or his ownership to that situation?
And right. And that's what Thomas was saying, that you get into that situation, then there's some kind of negligence, because it's not the same reaction or the same lifestyle that you want to give that child, because you were not ready and it was kind of like just put up on you instead of just making the decision together to have. I mean, that's just in our culture. No, I can't probably say that. In all cultures, that's kind of the thing. Like, it's so many people out there, like, now they have to deal with it. Have you ever dealt with something that now I have to deal with? It's like, it's just, everything is grudgingly. Everything is not 100%. Yeah. Everything is just, like, terrible. You don't feel like doing it. You're stressed out. And, you know.
You're not going to do a good job at it.
Huh?
You're not going to do
a good job at it. Right. It's like, you don't want to. Yeah.
And Lee said his obligation is he's trapped. Marla said in those cases, it's not about the baby. That's about the selfishness of one of them.
Right.
There are some trapped ninja babies out there.
Right.
And I will say this. I know we're talking to a lady, and these ladies that called in, but brothers do the same thing.
Yeah, because it's 50-50 straight.
Brothers
down
do the same thing.
Lane. Yeah.
I'm telling you, brothers will size up a sister.
Yeah. And I seen that, that Kevin Federline, that I remember that story of growing up. Well, yeah, it probably was like about 10 years ago. But yeah, I do remember that, because he was like all over the social media and news and everything. Like, he knew it, like three back to back, like bam, bam, bam. And at this point, like you said, he was a dancer. He knew exactly what he was doing, and when he did that, Britney Spears, he lives a good life.
Yeah, but sometimes some of them do it to maintain relevance.
Right, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, but what we're saying is that's part of it. He did it because if you think off of a dancer, how long was he going to be dancing and making money? And then the other side of it is, you know, you have to look at it from the vantage point of, once again, it's a child.
Yeah.
And so now you're putting two people who can't stand each other, and they both got a co-parent. How is that going to be?
Yeah.
All right, we got another caller.
Brother Barry, stop the madness, brother.
Brother Lee, come on, man. Talk to me.
No women. That's a lie, though. That's a lie. It is some brothers out here doing that. But you talking about the finest. They ain't about the finest. They get caught up in that sickness. Like, good Lord. I know there's going to be some pretty babies coming out of there. But, you know, so this trap kid situation, you know, it really is a real thing, and we need people to understand that. You know, I understand even more as I'm getting older that, you know, some women have put life in front of everything. They've put success in front of life, and now that they've obtained success, now they want to live their lives. You know, and some of that is, well, I put off having a kid until I was late 30s, mid-late 40s, early 40s. Now I want to have a kid. While a lot of us men have already had children, we're not trying to do that. You know, one of my friends put it like this. He's like, you know, having a kid is like winning a championship in a sport, in a certain sport. It's a lot of work that goes into that. And if you understand what it takes to be a championship team and behind that banner, you understand that you don't want to do that when you get older. That's not where you at. But for someone who's never done that, it's the novelty of it. It's like, oh, yeah, it'd be cool. No, it ain't. I'm not trying to wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning for a feeding or changing the baby. I'm not trying to make sure we have babysitters lined up when we just trying to go to do something simple. Hey, what happens when we really go on a daggone vacation? Ain't nobody got time for that. When you in your late 40s, you know, early 50s, you know, now, I don't know what's going on with these guys in their 80s and 70s, guys making kids, but yeah, we ain't doing that. And so, another thing, and I'm going to get off, let you all get in. Another thing is the stressors are different, though. You know, I was thinking about this, and I'll bring this up later today as well. You know, for men, because we are able to make children much later on in life, the stress ain't the same on us as it is on women whom are limited in their abilities to have children up until a certain point in their life. So I think that's a huge precursor and pressure point for this as well.
So Lee, I got a question for you. So if you had, so just in your opinion, right now, like you said, all the stuff about not babysitting and getting up in the middle of the night and all the finding babysitters. If you had met a nice woman, I don't know if you're in a relationship or not, but just hypothetically speaking, you met somebody and right now, you know, you get together and you already say you don't want children because all these things you just said on air, and it happens, how would you feel?
Well, I've already told my children, because I have a 30, a 29, and a 28-year-old, one of them would get another child.
But do you think it will hopefully you are a great father. I'm assuming that y'all a black man. But would you think that the parenting would be different, or you have a different vibe versus the kids that you already have? Like, it would be totally different, or would it be the same?
Dude, ain't no parenting. They gonna get another kid. I do the finances. I'm gonna be
ready. See, I think that's so wrong. We're never right because we always complain about not having the finances. And then I just think that if you was an amazing father and you raised your children and you had this, okay, you have this whatever fling that you have, and you have a kid, like only providing the finance.
Granddaddy mode.
But I just think that only providing the finances is so unfair.
He's in granddaddy mode.
Well,
listen, y'all.
Your grandfather is the greatest. And be like, yeah, your grandfather is the greatest.
Oh, y'all ought to be ashamed of y'all.
That's my brother Levi from Real Hill Radio. Hey, man, shout out to the shout outs. But I feel him. I'm like, I can tell y'all, I'm not in like that dad mode I used to be in. I'm in like granddad mode. I'm a pushover. Right now, you're not getting what you got with Rondé, Raiden, and Radiance.
Right.
Like, I'm always like co-signing. You know, them bonus kids, they don't be doing nothing wrong. I'm always advocating for them. My kids, I used to threaten them every 5 seconds.
But why is not the same with if somebody else? Because it's your seed. It's still yours. Yeah, it's still.
And, but you got to.
You can't go into dad mode to granddad mode because then you're going to get a different outcome. You right?
Let me tell you. But that's life. Mm. And that's nature. We're talking nurture versus nature.
Right.
Nurture is the laws that we go by in our culture. But you got a biological clock. When brother said, hey, yo, I told my kids at this point they're going to be raising another child. That's him being honest, saying like, look, at this point right here, if that does happen, I am not in a position where I can do effectively parenting.
Right.
Like if you are, you know, it's like a basketball player, great basketball player. You know, when you're in your 20s, you in that gym 24/7.
Right. Yeah.
But when you get to about 35, you don't want to be in the gym as much, and you know you're not as good as you used to be. Typically, you retire. Men and women, at some point, all want to retire from parenting. I think we have. Yeah. I think that we have certain ages. And don't play, because you're a grandmother. And
no, I'm about to say,
too.
So I was about to ask.
You a pushover, too.
I was going, yeah, I am. I was going to wait until you got finished. I was like, okay, so now we need some resolution. What would be the things to not get entrapped, brothers and sisters? Can y'all call in 612-377-3456?
I got solutions. I can't say it on there.
what could be some things, Q-Bell? What would you think? Okay, so you at Q-Bell, at your age, what if somebody come and trap you?
Well,
what you?
At my age, I don't have any kids, but I help to raise a lot of different kids, but at the same time, if you don't have them, you ain't got to raise them.
Mm. He said, right. "He gonna push down some stairs."
So, that was the answer to the thing. It's like love is a beautiful thing. Relationships are wonderful.
Yeah,
but it's what you put into it that makes it those kind of things. And if one says I don't want to have a baby, another one says I do, then now when you have that baby, it's a two-way obligation. But at the same time, one somebody who says that I wanted to have the baby have to carry the bigger burden of the weight, because now that relationship changes once that baby's there.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden when that guy starts wanting to be distant.
Yeah.
Because the woman's the one that's going to have the baby.
Mm-hmm.
So when that guy starts wanting to be distant, then all of a sudden that puts some bad oil into the relationship.
Right.
And then you can't really smooth that out, because once it starts getting crazy, and then you start every year after year, that it becomes a problem and that baby gets older, then all of a sudden that baby's going to realize, well, mom wanted to love me, but dad just liked me.
Right. And that's what I feel now. Women and men have to quit putting expectations. Like, just because, like you said, you in granddad mode. If you were a different father or mother 30 years ago, like Lee said, it's like you cannot expect, like, the same thing. Like, you thinking you about to get this bonus and this prize. Like, no, ain't nobody, you know, we over it. Especially if you got to start over. I'll be looking at people that have kids.
I'm spoiling kids.
That's like 15 to 20 years apart. And it's like, man, like they got one kid that's 20 and then they got a 4-year-old. Like, hey, like, man, it's not working.
Chris is hilarious. He said, like Ice Cube said, I'm in the closet looking for the hanger. And, Marlon said, I can't wait till my son graduates high school. Mm. And so that's what it is like when you are in a situation like, I'm not going to front, man. Looking at the end of it all, like looking at my daughter, I'm like, yo, this is good, you know.
Right.
But, you know, a responsibility, and it's the other side of it too, obligations is obligations.
Right.
You know, the one thing I will say is, like I said, I'm going to provide financially. That's my thing.
Right.
But if you're asking me, I'm already a person that really don't show emotions. So you're asking me to be emotionally attached to something that I don't want. It's probably not.
Oh, that's so sad. I hate to hear that, because it's like it's still a part of you.
But that's the real reality. Yeah, of it.
I know it is. But I still hate to hear it. That's like really sad. Yeah,
but you can hate to hear it. There's a whole bunch of other people that hate to hear it. Mm-hmm. But the real reality is if I tell you that I don't want and you do it anyway.
Yeah, I get that part.
Then there's gonna be a lineup of separation. That closeness that we had. There's gonna be something in between that, and that in between is that baby.
And I talked about this before, because I remember when I was having my children, the biggest thing culturally, I always go back to the culture, because I go back to, you know, when we talk about people that, you know, how we were raised or whatever. Yeah. The main thing that they always talked about was the financial part.
Yeah.
And as I got older and had the children, that was the least.
Yeah.
To me, that you needed to be. I remember being a teenage parent or whatever. It's like, how you gonna take care of the kids? And you know, you get that all the time. I still hear it sometimes, but to me, when I became an adult and really started parenting, it was like that was the least thing. To make money was okay. You could get a job. That was like an easy fix. Right. We never talked about how you had to be healthy mentally, how you had to have that co-parent relationship, how you had to have a certain type of household. Our parents never stressed those things. Well, my parents, I can't say everybody parents, but you know, just making sure, because that atmosphere is way more important than how you gonna take care of kids.
But you was born not to know. Like the Tony song.
Right.
You were born not to know.
Mm-hmm.
So when we're naive of and ignorant of things, we have a lot of energy.
Yeah.
And we'll invest in a lot of things. But the older you got, the more knowledge that you got about parenting, recognizing better finances allow you to do certain things.
Certain things, right.
And you also know when you get better finances, it also means that you have less time to do other things like parenting effectively.
Right.
Because if you got to have two or three jobs, right, that's a lot different than when you're not really thinking about the money, right? And cost of living has gone up. And I would say this, and I'll remain this, is that I would not have been effective as a parent, still wouldn't be as effective as I am as a parent if it was not for my children's mother and myself deciding to work together and being able to have that relationship, even when we can't stand each other, to put our children first.
Mm-hmm.
And so we, you know, we don't always see eye to eye, but what we do see eye to eye is about our children. And so we have that dedication. You know, we had that desire. I named all three of my children, you know, first name, middle name, and they got my last name. And so that shows you the desire there, right?
Right.
And so even when she says she does not want to do it, I'm still willing to do it.
To do it, yeah.
And if I say I cannot do it, she still is saying she's willing to do it.
So what about the children that we're speaking about that are entrapped, the trap babies or whatever you say? What about them? Where does that part comes in for them, or do they just go by the wayside?
I don't think that. Listen, this is what I would tell you, and this is me as a man. I don't think that that's what it is. I think that you do have to get over whatever your barrier is if you're that person in that particular trap. I do feel though you're not going to be as effective and as great though, because I feel like anybody doing anything begrudgingly doesn't do a fabulous job. Has to be a desire there. And you're going to always hear, you're not treating this child like your other children. Moms who got a child by a man that they, you know, they didn't want the child per se, because hey, women sometimes get, you know, sexually assaulted into having a baby.
Right.
We don't talk about that. That's also a version of a trap baby as well.
Mm-hmm.
And they may have, you know, we say, well, this mother doesn't treat her child X, Y, and Z, but her stepchildren she treats better. Well, she got raped into having this child. She just doesn't tell that story. But those stepchildren, she may have a desire, and that's why she treats them better. We have another caller. Caller, what's up?
What I'm saying is, I understand the situation y'all talking about, but most of the time, most grandmas be raising their grandkids because the parents wouldn't raise them. And they find a way to do it, so there's really no excuse, you know, why you can't raise your kid. Once you have, you should want to. That's your obligation. But these times, days and times, I see most grandparents raising their kids. So it's not that you financially, you know, you can't do it financially. If you just put your mind to what you do, you can get it done. If the grandmas can do it, you can do it.
Well, I would say Big Mama has always, and Big Daddy has always
raised. And Big Mama ain't raising no kids no more. That was the old
school. Yeah, back in the day, they used to raise.
Y'all can't even get us to babysit.
Oh, it was some years I lived with my grandmother. When my mom moved to Minnesota, I lived with my grandma. Right, my grandmother, and you know, even when my mom was back home, it was times when my mother, you know, if I was sick or whatever it may be, I stayed with my grandma. I was everywhere with my grandma.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, and my grandmother raised most of her grandchildren in some capacity at some particular time. So Big Mama's always been
there. And I don't think it's like that's not like.
And I think that's different because as a grandparent, You always want the
grandkids. Because that's like the backup for the backup. What we pretty much, Carla was talking about, the kids that's here, and then it's like when two adults decide that they do not want to have, well, one adult decide that they don't want the kid. It's not about like where they have to go or whatever, who gonna take over.
Marla said, "Big Mama these days want to be outside like the young folks. Big Mama want to be the little mama at Ties. Ties at 40 on Fridays.
Ties, make sure you there." But yeah, you wanted to talk about this conversation. You've been talking about it for like
I've been talking about it for a bit. I really wanted to have LR here so I could really like crack jokes because I knew she was gonna be, "It's people's not bad yet," but. Right. I really wanted to really have this conversation because I feel like in society, we hear it so much. We've had conversations about parenting so much. And I'm like, look, man, there's people out there who really, like, you really have to leverage that out.
And I was going, you know what? And I just thought about that, too. Even when you having, like you said, the trap babies, what about the people that's having affairs? That's married and then have an affair with somebody and then they get pregnant?
Hey, listen.
And she don't want to have it. Those kids, those are the ones. I remember I heard a story that a person was like, you know, they found out later in the latter days that the reason why their father wasn't around because when that wife found out that that person was pregnant by her husband, she made him make a decision. Yeah. And his decision was his family. So that child just had to grow up like without a father, not because it was like, no, somebody saying that, you know, without they couldn't take care
without
of it.
Without a biological father.
Yeah, without a biological father. Or, you know, but still, at the end of the day, the decision had to be made that the wife put her foot down was like, you can't ever see this child. You can't ever do anything for it. And that's messed up.
That is the ugly side of the game. All right, we got another caller.
Good morning, Carla. Go ahead.
Good morning. It's Auntie Jackie.
What's up, Auntie Jackie?
Hey. Okay, Two things. The first thing I have to say, because it's a rare occasion, but a statement was made by Tiffany earlier that I agree with.
What? Hallelujah.
You guys were talking about respect, and I don't think people actually know what respect is anymore. On a general level, I think respect has gotten thrown by the wayside, and it's a sad situation, but hopefully we can get back to where we understand respect.
Right.
Yeah. And the second thing, I am a victim of a trap. Let me back up how I say this. My son has a trap baby. My granddaughter is a trap baby.
Ooh.
And this woman saw a guy who was rising in life, very successful, and decided that she definitely wanted to do something. And she told a lie and said to him that she had a diaphragm and she did not. And he believed her for some reason or another. But in any event, my granddaughter is my granddaughter. She's a lovely girl. It's not about her. The entrapment part is between the two of them. Yeah. She's still going to get everything, all the love that our family can possibly muster up for her. And she is a lovely little girl. And as much as I don't like the way that she was conceived, she's still my granddaughter.
Right.
So we have to do what we have to do because sometimes it's going to happen.
Yeah.
It's not going to go away. From either side, it could be from the man's side or from the woman's side. They do that. So we have to deal with it after the fact. But the baby has to be loved just like she would if she had been conceived in a traditional way.
Right.
And you know, Jackie just struck a whole nerve because that could go back. We only got like 3 or 4 minutes, but she just struck a nerve with me to think about like how we always talk about what we haven't talked about of white girls having baby by black guys. And I'm not being, you know, just an opinion, and it does happen a lot. So we could look up the statistics to say that this is a true statement, like USA Thomas. But, and you know, they're good enough because they good enough to have a kid by a white girl, have a kid by a black guy, and then when they have the kid, then all of a sudden the black guy is not he's not okay to take, what word would you use, he's not a good father figure be in the kid's life. And you know that happens a lot. But when they was in a relationship having sex and being together, like, it was so cool, and then all of a sudden he's not an efficient father after they have the kids. And she made me think of that. That's another form of like entrapping.
Oh, no, no. You know? And it certainly happens. But that's why I say that we always talk about it takes two to tangle. But it also takes, you know, two to conceive a child, but you just want to make sure that you got two willing parties. Man. And I feel like that's the conversation that we're not having. And then we allow the government to step in, and then we allow them to play the referee between two people who are now, they're now despising each other, and this child is in the middle. So now this child has to go through this because, you know, listen, man.
I know it's so sad because Jackie just don't struggle. I just woke all the way up because I remember, like, even what she said with my grandson, it was a beautiful relationship.
We got one more caller. This is going to be our last caller.
Go ahead,
Carlin.
I'm calling in. I have two trap babies.
Two? My God.
Yes.
We are listening.
Basically, I met a man in Chicago visiting.
Chicago was seeing like the place where all the trap babies come. Well, let's go. Let's talk about it.
Yes. That's where the best women are. Came to Chicago for the weekend, visited, met a man, had a fling, and he wanted to pursue me in a relationship. And I told him I was here for a good time, not a long time. And he took the condom off. And I got pregnant. And I had one child. My child at the time was 24. So now I'm pregnant. And I have a 24-year-old daughter, so I tried to make it work. And we didn't. It just was a disgusting situation.
Oh, Lord.
But, yeah, so it does happen. Men do that as well. And me raising the kids, I'm being responsible, but the verb begrudgingly don't fit the bill because every day I'm looking at the kids like, oh, my God, that condom he didn't pull it off.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, it's a terrible situation.
Thank you for calling. Thank you for calling in, Carla Thomas. I cannot. You started this. Okay, y'all just want to make sure that everybody know that this was your topic. You've been itching, flirting with this. Oh, but she said she had, you know.
I'm not laughing at her. But I will say this much. Once we go off there, I'm just going to say what Chris said. The only thing that I don't respect is a man don't want the child and the woman wants the child and they put it on the religious beliefs. One sin is not bigger than the other. You could be sleeping with a married man, sleeping with out of wedlock, etc. Now all of a sudden you got a religious beliefs and morals when it comes to having an abortion. And what I would say to you, to that caller, is that, yo, it's all about you as a mom, and if you carry that child, hopefully you're loving that child in the womb. And that child is able to get your full love and attention. But, you know, none of us really like the idea of, if we really spelled it out, killing a baby.
Right.
Like, nobody finds that admirable. But what we also don't find admirable is begrudgingly doing things for a lifetime. So what I would say is just think before you make a decision, not just for the both of you, but for the third of you, that child. If you know that somebody is feeling that way, you might want to listen to people. And this idea that you're hoping that someone feels like Auntie Jackie and her son, everybody's not going to feel that way.
Yeah.
You may run into a Thomas. You may just get a check. Sorry. But that's just how it works. I mean, people are wired different. And like I told you and Lee told you, we're in grandfather mode. My thing right now is, you know,
y'all need to be acting like some grandfathers and stuff.
I mean, I do act like a grandfather. Do you
money
ever,
hopping yeah. around, right? Ain't no granddaddies.
What you doing? That's called cat daddy. All right, but that's called cat daddy. You know, but you know, I feel it, and I look at it from the aspect that everyone just have to do what's best. But listen to that other person. Be smart about what it is that you're doing. And ladies, I'm speaking to y'all. You can be trapped. As y'all heard, these women said that. I know everybody thought I was going to come from the man angle, but I do know a lot of women, those tens that you're talking about, mm-hmm. those beautiful women that probably should be models, that probably got a great career ahead of them, that got a lot going on for them. And it's them dudes that they give their attention to, that they should not give that attention to, that's looking to knock them up.
Are they getting child support?
Looking to get child support or just looking to derail you from your dreams? Because that's the other side of it we don't talk about. Parents who parent miserably because their dreams were deferred because of their children.
Yeah.
And now they look at their children not as an asset, but as a liability. And that's what those therapy sessions are all about, that no one wants to tell you what they're talking about.
Yep. And we just going to make sure that we know that April is Stress Awareness Month. Walter Q-Bear Banks, thank you so much. Y'all make sure y'all keep that stress at a good level.
And while we're talking about trap babies, May is sundress awareness month.
Oh, he's ready.
So ladies, get in your sundresses. Make sure you got your purses packed with Plan Bs. Or prepare to do the ultimate.
Oh, Lord. All right, we love you guys. Man. Thank you for tuning in with us on The Four Opinions. Make sure you check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and all the social media
platforms.
Listen,
I'm about to call somebody up after this. I'm a trapper. Lord. I'm gonna put that
trap. Something wrong with them. It's up from 89.9 KMOJ. Y'all keep it right where it's at, where the listening is definitely good.
This hour of programming on KMOJ is supported in part by the following underwriters.